Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime News Roundup for today, Monday, October 28th. I am your presenter, Lakisha Labasir. In the headlines, vendors in Roseau and Portsmouth to receive financial assistance from government. From the region, economic conditions within the OECS expected to remain subdued. And internationally, Spain demands U.S. explain monitoring. The news is brought to you through kind compliments of J. Astafan & Company Limited, Belfast Estate, Quartz Dominica and First Domestic Insurance. Details coming up.
It was a lejuve, man, me and the crew ready for jamming, something missing out. The red cap we had, they just run out, so me and the old party, and the time we party. What that we drink? Mixing with anything, bartender pass me a, then pass another glass of, party, anytime we party, what that we drinking, mixing with anything, in a rum and the party, red cap rum, the spirit of celebration, enjoy it, but don't abuse it, red cap.
Hey, stop what you're doing. It's time to shop at Quartz. You don't want to be the one missing out on all that's happening. Come in now and get the Sony Mega Audio System for only $45.49 cash or $46 weekly. Or get this Ashley 4-piece Trishelle Bedroom Suite for only $71.96 or $83 weekly. With the widest range of the world's best brands at the best prices guaranteed, now is the best time to head down to Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home.
First Domestic is doing it again. Introducing Pay As You Go on all insurance policies. We understand these challenging financial times, so it's First Domestic to the rescue. Pay As You Go. If you don't have the full upfront sum of cash to pay your 12-month insurance coverage, just pay as you go. Comprehensive and full comprehensive pay as you go on 3 months, 6 months, or 12 months. A third party of 6 months or 12 months. Avoid the inconvenience of getting a ticket or having to have your vehicle towed away. Pay as you go. Yes, and you even get the benefits of no excess on claims. It's insurance tailored with you or customers in mind. Expect more quality insurance coverage because at FDIC, our stability secures your future. Terms and conditions apply. Pay as you go. Only at First Domestic Insurance. Now keep going.
Looking for an item to buy on higher purchase? Discover the savings at Astafans with FlexiPlan. New FlexiPlan customers will get Astafans on beatable prices. First-time FlexiPlan customers who spend between $500 to $2,500 will receive 10% off their higher purchase. And customers who spend above $2,500 will receive 15% discount on their higher purchase plan. Come into Astafans now, open a FlexiPlan account, and enjoy the savings. Helping you save money? That's our business. Astafans. Fans, right place, right price. Terms and conditions apply.
Marketing assistant for the World Creole Music Festival, Leroy Waddix-Charles, says despite inclement weather conditions, this year presented one of the better festivals. Charles says the Dominican element rally came to the fore during this year's three nights of pulsating rhythms.
The Calypsonians were in full element as they paid tribute to Dominica in 45 years of uncensored calypsos. I think that was a tremendous highlight. Likewise, Swinging Stars was just a different element. Triple K Global also was noted to be mentioned. Nai, Acer, CK, Crossfire, Gold Benz. The Kairos All-Star was also exemplary. We also included several new acts this year. Bands are sort of lesser-known bands. Asher Thomas performed with Caribbean Vibes at the opening of the festival. We also gave an opportunity to Signal Band to open Saturday night. And Cross Vibes with the Rising Stars also, you know, performing. These were new elements.
Charles states further that the marketing strategy and the lineup this year was very instrumental in the success of the festival.
I felt the lineup this year was very instrumental, and the marketing strategies also were very instrumental. We had a powerful marketing plan. The festival drives were well attended. The hotspots were well attended. We were more aggressive this year. The social media. We sort of reorganized our local promotion on the ground. Very aggressive and also original promotion. We sort of reorganized that also. We went to several areas of the Caribbean and promoted the festival aggressively, St. Lucia, Antigua, St. Martin, St. Thomas, Barbados, and I thank all those payoff and tremendous support once again from the French Antilles.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt has announced that vendors in Roseau and Portsmouth will soon benefit from financial assistance from government. He says government will be providing the financing to Dexia, who will in turn distribute the monies to established vendors in those areas. The Prime Minister says this initiative is part of government's wider strategy towards assisting with job creation on island.
We will be providing them with some financial support beginning in the month of November and going over an 8-week period to assist them in purchasing items to resell and to improve on the trays and the things that they have to sell. So we'll be providing the resources, which will be a substantial sum, to Dexter, who will pass it on to all the vendors in the market of Roseau, and also the markets in the established markets in Portsmouth too. We have vendors who receive some financial support as part of our efforts towards assisting the farmers and assisting those who are creating jobs for themselves. And it's part of a wider and broader strategy towards assisting with job creation in a practical and tangible manner.
As thousands of patrons to the World Creole Music Festival enjoyed the stylings of Nigerian group Bracket, they got a grand surprise when a local artist, as part of a harmless on-the-spot competition, bellowed songs almost similar to the main act themselves. Impressed by his talent and ability to mimic the sound of Bracket artist Vast, the duo pronounced him the winner, allowing him a chance to become a crowd favorite. The artist and QTS competitor, Jordan Dorset, says he was humbled by the experience and honored to have been on stage with the international duo.
I was honored to be on stage with them, and basically I respect the fact that they gave me an opportunity to sing with them on the world stage, and I hope to see, you know, do something with them in the future. Basically, I really like the crowd response to me, and I just love the whole experience, basically. So hopefully I will make basically something good will come out of that in terms of performances and in terms of my future endeavors as an artist and so on. I'm really humbled.
The founder of a drug rehabilitation program in Dominica, a social leader in Curacao, and a physically challenged caretaker in St. Vincent, were presented as the 2012 Regional Unsung Heroes when the CIBC First Caribbean program came to a close at the final ceremony on October 21st in Barbados. The awards to these heroes brought the 10-year community outreach program to a fitting climax. US$5,000 was presented to Mr. Bonte Liverpool, a self-confessed drug addict who through his own efforts rehabilitated himself and has now dedicated his life to saving others. It was the prayers and support of his mother that helped him to turn his life around and devote himself to God through his Wisdom to Know program. Based on the Serenity Prayer, the program seeks out drug abusers and puts them through a caring 10-month program to get them back on their feet, which includes giving them a home, food, clothes, and counseling. Bonte has a vision to provide Dominica with a drug-free generation by the year 2030 and has devoted his life to working towards this goal as he pays back for saving his life. A new cruise alliance for the Southern Caribbean is reportedly in the pipeline, in which Dominica could possibly be a part of. Chief Executive Officer of the Dominica Air and Seaport Authority, Benoit Badwell, says the alliance will seek to market the Southern Caribbean to attract more cruise ships. He says representatives from several Caribbean countries met in Barbados last week to discuss membership and objectives of the proposed alliance. Badwell says the idea of the alliance is to bolster the Southern Caribbean's market share by branding the area together with a singular market approach.
We just came back from a meeting in Barbados on the forming of a new cruise alliance for the Southern Caribbean, where we will begin to look at doing things as a unit in terms of seeking to market the Southern Caribbean, seeking to see how we could deal with issues of ships during the summer and so on. So instead of Dominica speaking alone, we will be speaking along with some of the other islands so that we can have a joint effort and closer collaboration in terms of speaking to the cruise lines. Well, there's about 10 countries within the Southern Caribbean, and we're trying to see how we can put a group in, that group in together, and get some voice in terms of things that can happen in relation to cruise within that region.
From the region, economic conditions within the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, are expected to remain relatively subdued over the next few months, even as preliminary data suggests that economic activity in the sub-region expanded at a modest pace during the period January to June 2013. The St. Kitts-based Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, ECCB, in the just-released April to June 2013 Economic and Financial Review noted that the major sectors such as construction, hotels and restaurants, agriculture, livestock and forestry recorded an increase in output. But it noted that output in the wholesale and retail trade and financial intermediation sectors contracted. The ECCB said the expansion of economic activity was reflective of the general improved performance across the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union member countries, with the exception of Anguilla, which recorded negative economic growth during the first half of 2013. Construction activity, which is one of the major drivers of economic activity in the sub-region, is estimated to have increased at a measured pace during the first 6 months of 2013, in contrast to contraction in the corresponding period of 2012. The ECCB noted that public sector construction was robust in Grenada, Montserrat, St. Lucia, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, while Dominica and Anguilla were the only countries to record a reduction in capital outlays. And internationally, Spain has urged the U.S. to give details of an eavesdropping amid reports it monitored 60 million Spanish telephone calls in a month. The U.S. ambassador to Spain, who has been summoned by its EU minister, vowed to clear the doubts that had arisen about his country's alleged espionage, if true, were inappropriate and unacceptable. An EU delegate in Washington said there had been a breakdown of trust. German Chancellor Angela Merkel is also sending intelligence officials to Washington to demand answers to claims that her phones were tapped for a decade. German media reported that the U.S. had bugged Ms. Merkel's phone for more than a decade and that the surveillance only ended a few months ago. The German government hoped that trust between the two countries could be restored. Meanwhile, a Japanese news agency says the U.S. National Security Agency asked the Japanese government in 2011 to help it monitor fiber optic cables carrying personal data through Japan to the Asia-Pacific region. The reports carried by Kyodo said that this was intended to allow the U.S. to spy on China, but the Japanese officials refused, citing legal restrictions and a shortage of personnel. And this has been the evening's Prime News Roundup, but first a recap of the headlines. Vendors in Roseau and Portsmouth to receive financial assistance from government. From the region, economic conditions within the OECS expected to remain subdued. And internationally, Spain demands U.S. explain monitoring. Once again, the news has been brought to you through the kind compliments of J. Astafan and Company Limited, Belfast Estate, Quartz Dominica and Perky's Pizza. If you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website www.q95fmradio.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Lakeisha Lavasier, wishing you a pleasant evening.